Welcome back. This is an advanced Ableton Live 12 lesson, and we're going deep on old school jungle and early drum and bass sub, how to make it feel glued to a chopped break, how to keep the transients crisp, and how to add that dusty, resampled mid character so the groove still reads on small speakers. Because in this style, the sub isn't just the low part, it's the anchor. Your breaks can go absolutely feral with edits, but the bass has to stay stable underneath, like it's holding the whole record together. We're building a DNB sub rack that you can drop into any project. Clean mono sub for weight, a separate mid layer for dust, bite, and translation. Then sidechain that's tuned like a timing tool, not a generic pump, and we'll keep everything loud without throwing away headroom. Alright, start a new live set. Set the tempo somewhere between 160 and 170. I'm going to assume 165 BPM. Before we touch any bass, do the boring but critical monitoring setup. Put a utility on your master and pull the gain down about 6 dB. That's just temporary headroom so you don't start designing into clipping. Then drop a spectrum on the master. Set the block size to 8192, and averaging to around 2 to 4 seconds. And mentally, don't stare at it like it's a beauty contest. You're watching two things, where the fundamental sits, and whether your low-end behavior is stable when the drums get busy. Now create a new MIDI track and name it SUB Bus. Add an instrument rack, and create two chains. Chain A is sub clean. This is the only chain that's allowed to own the true low end. Load operator. Use algorithm A only. Oscillator A is a sign. If you want a slightly tougher, wittier feel later, switch to triangle, but start with sign so you can hear what you're doing. Now shape the amp envelope. Attack at zero. Decay somewhere like 250 to 450 milliseconds depending on your pattern. Sustain all the way down. Basically off. Release around 40 to 90 milliseconds. Teacher note here, release is your anti-click insurance, but if it's too long at 165 BPM, the notes smear into each other and you lose that stepping, rolling bass feel. So keep it short, then adjust after you write the pattern. Optional, but very jungle, add a tiny pitch envelope on operator. Amount around 2 to 8%, decay around 40 to 80 milliseconds. That gives you a subtle doof at the start of the note, like a sampler or a slightly knocked system. If it starts sounding like a techno kick, you overdid it. Back it off. After operator, add utility. Set width to 0%. This is non-negotiable. The clean sub is mono, period. At EQ 8, high pass at 20 to 25 Hz. 12 dB slope is fine. That's just clean subsonic junk you can't hear, but your limiter will definitely feel. If you notice boxiness later, you can gently dip around 200 to 300 Hz. But don't pre-cut out of habit, only fix a problem you actually hear. Cool, that's your weight. Now chain B, mid-dust, duplicate operator, or just add another operator. Keep it playing the same MIDI notes as the clean sub, because we're building one instrument across two time domains, long low fundamentals for weight, and upper harmonics for audibility and rhythm. Set oscillator at a triangle, or leave it signed if you want softer harmonics and let saturation do the talking. Either works. Now add saturator, mode, analog clip, or soft sign. Drive somewhere around 4 to 10 dB. Then compensate the output so you're roughly unity. The goal is tone, not louder wins. Now add auto filter. This is where dust becomes a controllable band, not a messy full range distortion. Try band pass first. Center around 250 to 600 Hz. Q around 0.7 to 1.4. You're aiming for that cardboard, woody, handled mid that feels like it's been through a sampler and a cheap mixer. Then add redux, but tiny. Downsample around 2 to 6. Bit reduction may be 0 to 2, often none. Dry slash wet between 5 and 20%. This is seasoning. If it starts sounding like a video game, you went too far. At EQ 8, high pass at around 120 to 180 Hz. That's important. The mid chain is not allowed to contribute real sub. We want exactly one owner of the lows, and it's the clean chain. Optionally, add a wide, gentle bump around 700 Hz to 1.2 kHz, plus 1 to 3 dB, if you need more readability on small speakers. Now, quick macro setup, because you'll actually use this while producing. Map sub level to the utility gain on the clean chain. Map dust level to the utility gain on the mid chain. Map dust filter to the auto filter cutoff. Map dirt amount to saturator drive. At this point, you have a bass instrument that's already thinking like jungle. Stable low fundamentals, and a controlled, band-limited mid that can move and speak rhythmically. Now we write a bass line that behaves like jungle. Make a 1 bar MIDI clip at 165. Pick a key that's sub-friendly. F or G are classic for a reason. The fundamentals land in a comfortable system range. Not mandatory, but it makes life easier. Write something simple. Old school subs aren't trying to impress you with melody. They're trying to hypnotize you with placement. A classic feel is hits on beat 1, the end of 2, and beat 4, with a couple of quick extra touches if you want tension. Keep notes short to medium, like 1/8 to 3/16, and use occasional holds as the answer. Big coaching note. Keep MIDI velocity mostly flat. You want the sub consistent. If you need accents, do it with tiny gain automation, like half a dB to maybe 1.5 dB on specific hits. That gives movement without destabilizing the low end. If you hear little clicks on tight note changes, don't panic and don't lengthen releases until it turns to soup. Instead, use a stability trick, a tiny amount of glide or portamento in operator. Very subtle. Just enough to smooth the micro edge. It can also add that played feel without turning into legato synth bass. Now for the glue. Sidechain, but done properly. Create a drum bus if you don't already have one. Group your breaks, kick, snare, whatever's driving the groove into that group. On sub bus, after the rack, add a compressor. Turn on sidechain. Set the input to drum bus. And do this. Click the little headphone icon so you can listen to what's triggering the detector. This is where most people mess up. They let hats and shakers drive the compression, and then the bass pumps like it's scared of hi-hats. Not the vibe. Turn on sidechain EQ inside the compressor. High pass around 90 to 120 Hz, so the detector doesn't freak out because of low rumble. Then low pass around 2 to 5 kHz, so it mainly reacts to the kick click and snare crack, not the whole top end spray of the break. Now dial in starting settings. Ratio around 3:1 up to 5:1. Attack 2 to 10 milliseconds. Faster gives more space for drum transients. Slightly slower can feel like the bass is pushing forward more, which can be very musical, but don't blur it. Release around 60 to 140 milliseconds. And this is a big concept. Sidechain is a timing tool, not just level control. You're setting the pocket. If the groove feels late, shorten the release so it recovers faster. If it feels nervy, thin, or like the bass never blooms, lengthen the release, or slow the attack slightly. Lower the threshold until you see 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction on the important hits. That's usually enough. The goal is that the break stays crisp, but the bass still feels continuous and heavy. Now we add crisp transients, but without making the sub click. You do not want transient shaping on the fundamental. You want it on the mid layer, because that's where definition lives. On the MIDI dust chain, add drum bus. Yes, on bass. It works because we're dealing with harmonics, not sub. Set drive around 5 to 15%. Crunch 0 to 10%. Damp around 6 to 12 kHz to keep it dark. Turn boom off, because you already have a sub chain and you're not trying to inflate the low end with an effect. Then raise transients to about plus 5 up to plus 20. Listen now. On small speakers, you should start to hear the rhythm of the bass line. It's not louder, it's clearer. If the mid layer is smearing between notes, add a gate after drum bus. Set threshold so it closes between notes, return around 80 to 150 milliseconds, and set the floor depending on taste. If you want it super clean, floor closer to minus infinity. If you want it to breathe a bit, floor around minus 20. Now, let's make the dust feel resampled, not modern EDM. Pick one extra texture device on the MID dust chain. If you have Roar in Live 12, it's amazing here, but use it like a tone shaper, not a destroyer. Mild distortion type, then filter. If you're not using Roar, erosion is a secret weapon. Noise mode, frequency 2 to 8 kHz. Amount 0.2 to 1.5. It adds air dust without turning the whole bass bright. After that, put auto filter in low pass mode and automate it over phrases. Cut off moving between around 300 Hz up to 1.5 kHz. This is your talking movement. The sub stays stable, the mid layer does the storytelling. Now bus discipline, because this is where loud happens. On a SUB bus, after everything, at EQ8, put it in mid/side mode. On the side channel, add a steep high pass at 120 Hz, even 150 if you want to be strict. That guarantee is there's no stereo garbage in the low end, even if something earlier in the chain tries to spread. Add a limiter temporarily, just to catch peaks while you're building. Ceiling around minus 0.8 dB is fine. If it's slamming more than 1 or 2 dB regularly, don't accept it. Fix gain staging inside the rack. Loud is a system, not a limiter. Now do a mono check. On the master utility, briefly set width to 0%. The sub should not disappear. If it collapses, you've got steno-content where it doesn't belong, or your mid-layer is doing something facey that's confusing your perception. And here's a brutal translation test I want you to do at least once per session. Keep the master in mono, and temporarily add an AQ8 after it with a high pass around 140 to 180 Hz. Now you've removed the actual sub. If you can still follow the bass rhythm clearly, your mid-layer is doing its job. If you can't, you don't need more 50 Hz. You need better dust. Quick advanced options before arrangement. If you want more surgical groove control, create a ghost sidechain trigger track. Make a muted MIDI track that plays a clean kick pattern, or snare only, whatever represents the most important edges. Sidechain the sub to that instead of the full drums. Even better, extract groove from your chopped break into the groove pool, then apply that groove to the trigger clip. Now your ducking inherits the break swing. That's extremely old school feeling when the break is shuffled. Another advanced move is dual trigger sidechain. Two compressors in series. One keyed mostly to kick with a short subtle dip, and a second keyed mostly to snare with a slightly deeper dip. That way you don't hollow out the whole bar just to let the snare crack. Now arrangement. Because jungle bass isn't about constant novelty. It's about rolling narrative. Do an A and B approach.